All right, so welcome to the Pinstripe Pally podcast, now in off-season mode. Hooray.
Woo.
We get to watch other teams play baseball. Exciting, huh?
Mm-mm.
Now, I'm Greg Kirkland, your host for this off-season. With me are fellow off-season co-hosts Tanya, Andrew, and Jason. Say hello, everybody.
Hello, everybody.
Hi. Goodbye.
No.
So yeah, we're in the off season. For us. Oh, Johnny Baseball made it to the LCS, so kind of happy about that, personally.
Week.
Yeah, I guess we should talk about Girardi first, A-Rod second, maybe Cano third. But that's pretty much where we're at right now. Girardi is being, I guess the Cubs want him. Good for them.
They seem to really
and they're willing. They're apparently willing to match any offer the Yankees throw at Girardi. So I'm fine with him leaving. Anyone else?
I mean, I don't really care.
Yeah.
The only thing I care about is that he can be replaced with worse.
I'd really like to hope they don't or wouldn't even consider hiring the recently fired Dusty Baker, but they would.
Lou Piniella.
Well, he's retired, at least. So.
He could come back.
Oh.
What? Now, here's the thing. Would you take him manager, being the manager, just to get him out of the booth?
No,
all right. Jason, what are your thoughts on Joe Girardi being rehired?
I really don't care.
Wow.
I couldn't care less.
I thought you were going to go into a, absolutely not tirade.
See, the thing is, I don't want him back. I wish he just went away forever, but...
That's better.
There could be other people hired that are worse. Dusty Baker could somehow end up being the manager.
I could definitely
and
see that.
Then I would...
Charlie Manuel's looking for a job.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Charlie.
With his dentures.
Apparently the word is that they wouldn't even hire Tony Pena if he did leave. So, who the heck would they hire?
I guess that would be my next question. If Girardi goes, who would you want them to replace Girardi with? And who would you not want them to replace Girardi with? Tanya, you go first.
Well, there's been some rumblings about Brad Ausmus, who's with the Padres. And he's supposedly, very new school. I think that I know next to nothing about, what he would be as a manager or anything. But if someone is going to be more new school than old school, I would be willing to listen to that. As for who I wouldn't want, that's a very long list.
okay.
Dusty Baker.
Top. I'll go top five who you don't want.
I don't know if I can think of five. But Dusty Baker, Bobby Valentine. Charlie Manuel, Bud Selig, and Jabba.
I like how some people were mentioning Giambi. It's like, has he managed ever?
Well, no, he's still playing.
Is he still playing?
Right. I thought I saw someone said he has limited manager experience. What?
Who said that?
Limited
manager. Well, limited in that he hasn't.
Right.
I mean,
he
was kind of like a part-time coach type thing, and he interviewed for the Rockies job last year, but they gave it to Walt Weiss, so
he said that he wanted to play another year.
Mm-hmm.
To make it an even 20 or some crap.
Alright, Andrew, who would you like and who would you not like? Go.
I think Manny Acta is supposedly pretty good with the new school of thought. And he had,
wow.
He had pretty crappy teams with the Indians and the Nationals, but that doesn't necessarily...
You're making your co-host cry and wince over there.
He does embrace the new school of statistics, and I think that's worth something. And there really aren't that many great names out there. I mean, I'm not... Even if they were considering Tony Pena, I wouldn't really be that enthusiastic about him either. Because I think some people kind of overrate what he would be as a manager, just because he was really crappy in Kansas City and he bunted a ton. So I'm less than optimistic about him. And I know someone has said something on Twitter about Trey Hillman, who was also a Royals manager a few years back and was also in the Yankees farm system as a manager. He did not impress me either. So,
all right.
Yeah. And, of course, any of the names that Tanya mentioned for bad people, I do not want.
Oh, and Ozzie Guillen.
Oh, God.
Oof. Yeah.
Get Robin Ventura out of Chicago. Poor guy.
I would also accept Terry Francona.
Yeah, I think he's going to be staying in Cleveland for a bit. Right. Jason, go.
What am I doing?
People you
hey,
want
attention.
To be manager, people you don't want to be manager.
I want to be manager. Tony Pena.
All right.
Pretty much
else?
It.
All right, that's
it.
All.
I don't know. I can't really think of anybody. Anybody. Well, not anybody, but most people.
Not Michael K.
Not Michael K.
Tony for manager.
Me, I really have no preference. I mean, obviously I don't want any of the names you mentioned. The bad ones, anyway. But
anybody you said, I don't
ever
want.
Think you said it's a bad idea.
But I mean, who manages this team, unless it's like Jerry Manuel bad, is the least of my concerns right now. But it would be nice to have someone competent and, you know, in there. And I'm not talking about a type of person who doesn't bunt, because I think 95-98% of the managers out there do love bunting in situations where they shouldn't be bunting.
Not Mattingly.
Yeah.
Look, Ma,
like I said, though, as much as I would, you know, dislike Donnie Baseball for doing something like that, I could never stay mad at him. I'd just look at that face and like...
No, I think you could.
I couldn't. I told
you. Well, if
you
couldn't, then you are weird because the team means more than the player. And if he screws up my favorite team, I can hate him as much as I hate anybody.
Oh, no, that's why I don't want him to be our manager, because I can't get mad at him and I need to be able to get mad at our managers. That's, like, part of being a fan.
I feel like I could, I mean, I obviously didn't grow up, like, idolizing Mattingly because I was not born. But I could dislike him for the way that he managed it. And I think that is one of the reasons why he needs to not be.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. I don't want to dislike him. And I don't think I could, but I don't want to give him that chance for me to dislike him for his managerial skills. So
you don't want, like, an awkward situation, like, where the Cubs were thinking of hiring Ryan Sandberg, and then they didn't, and now he's, like, the Phillies, and he's, like, kind of, I think, harboring some ill feelings toward them. And also, the Tigers hired Alan Trammell as their manager, and that was just a disaster. So, it's kind of awkward making, like, these franchise icons your managers, because if it doesn't work out...
Hawk Harrelson.
Hawk Harrelson.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't want Jeter to be the manager, because it'd be you know, he'd bring in, like, the whatever year version of Jobber, and be like, Jeter, what the fuck? What are you doing?
Wait, why would Jeter do that?
Because he's Jetering.
Oh, okay. But no, I agree. Like, you know, like, just to joke about it, Giambi I wouldn't really have a problem with. I mean, listen, you know, I mean, I could hate him and not, I don't think of him as, like, a franchise icon the way I do, like, Donnie Baseball or Jeter or someone like that.
Yeah. I'd be down with
it. Now, what about, imagine if Mo came back and was the bullpen coach.
Well, you don't really hate the bullpen coach, like.
Yeah, no one really knows anything
God,
about
Mike
the bullpen
Carney.
Coach.
Yeah, when's
no
the last time you've, like, shaken your fist at Mike Carney?
All the time. When I see him, I boo loudly. Screw you, Arky! You suck!
Stop offering
your
job
fault.
Words
job is terrible.
Can we name the podcast that for no reason? Screw you, Mike Arky. This is what we do during the offseason. But yeah, I agree. You really don't hate the bullpen coach. But
The only people you hate are the third base coach and the manager.
Pretty much.
No, you can hate the hitting and pitching coaches.
I mean, you can, but that's weird.
Yeah.
I think that's a bit aggressive. Because they're not the ones hitting or pitching.
Like, they can only do so much, I think. Like, you know, if you went and got, like, the Gandhi of pitching coaches, I don't think it would have made Hughes stop giving up home runs.
But it might have gotten Jabba on a hunger fest. If we were to hire the Gandhi specific of pitching coaches. I mean, that, I can totally imagine a pitching coach just looking at Jabba, then looking at the manager saying, what do you want me to do with this? I've got nothing.
Where do I put it?
Nope.
Move along.
Here's my advice. Cannon.
Put him in a bag. Leave him somewhere.
Put him in the bag, and the East River is that way.
Put him in a sack, and then dump him in the river.
Yeah, I mean, I really have no great preference as to who comes and manages the Yankees. So, again, if the Cubs want to offer Girardi, like, a lot of money to manage for them, go for it.
Do it. I dare you.
Yeah, it'll be a little weird. I mean, I don't really know why they think that Girardi will be the guy for their future.
I think they do.
Team.
I think they do it for the name recognition.
Probably. That could just be it.
Because Joe Girardi has won a manager of the year with the Marlins, as hilarious as that decision was. He won a World Series with the Yankees and is like a Joe Torre high-profile-ish manager now because he has managed the New York Yankees. So I think they would go with that for that reason. Other than that, there's really no reason to.
He's also a Cub, and he's from Chicago.
Hometown boy.
And then it'll be all great for season until they're still terrible. And then it's like, is Joe Girardi really the next manager to make them a winning team? Blah, 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 blah.
It's funny to me how many Cubs fans, like, are legitimately excited about getting Joe Girardi.
Who gets excited about a manager?
Yeah.
Like, Twitter search Joe Girardi, and it's like, freak out.
Oh my god.
And
people like Joe Girardi?
I mean, like, I don't really care.
Oh my god, you're right.
The
reaction comes up. It's like, no, I mean, just type it in the search thing, you go Joe Girardi, and immediately under that, Joe Girardi Cubs.
Yep. And it's people who are like, oh my god, we have to get Girardi. Girardi's going to be the next manager of the Cubs. Can't wait, Girardi, Cubs, yay, Girardi.
Joe Girardi.
Cubs manager rumors. Joe Girardi, Manny Acta, Rick Renteria, Sandy Alomar Jr.
I like this. Joe Girardi plus Theo equals 2015 Cubs World Series champions.
See?
Oh, yeah.
People are crazy.
Just the manager and the GM. The players aren't the champions.
All right.
So, yeah, that's Joe Girardi. He's exciting, I guess. Chicago?
No, he's not, but... It wasn't exciting when he played for us. No, my nickname for him was Ofer Girardi.
He did hit that triple.
He did. Anyway, so let's talk about what really is going to be this Yankees offseason besides Robinson Cano. And that would be Eduardo Nunez.
Ugh.
No, I'm kidding. It's A-Rod.
A-Rod is a player.
Is he? I thought he was more demonish. Like Hitlery.
He just
So yeah.
I don't know what to do about him.
Again, I mean my immediate hope is that we don't have to pay him next year. That is to me my golden scenario.
I don't think it's gonna happen.
I don't either, but
I think his suspension is going to be chopped down. I'm going to say it's going to be a 50-game suspension.
Hmm.
I am going on record.
50 games is, like, worst-case scenario for the age.
Yeah. I'm hoping, like, at the very least, I'm hoping 100-game suspension. But you're probably right.
Yeah, I mean, 100 games would be better. 162 would be great.
That's the goal. For me. And again, it's not because of any personal dislike of A-Rod, like, you know, some people, or, you know, whatever. I just think it'd be beneficial to the team right now to not have to pay him. And I'm thinking of the team's needs more than A-Rod's or other people who dislike
him. Well, I think it would be good for the team to not have another, like, triumphant mid-season return. I mean, maybe that's, like, overblown. I don't know. But, like, you know, it was such a circus when he came back from being injured. And so can you only imagine what it'll be like if he comes back, like, 50 or 100 games into the season after being suspended.
After suing the Yankees.
The home runs.
Yeah, after suing the Yankees. Like,
I hope he hits a home run. Like, out of Yankee Stadium.
And then crab walks around
and
the bases.
And then takes a steroid needle out of his pocket. It's like, oh yeah, we're going there. Let's do this.
Just throws steroid syringes out into the crowd.
Out of the t-shirt cannon.
There you go.
Actually, the Yankees don't have a t-shirt cannon.
They should.
I actually want one of those things. I actually looked to see if I could buy like a t-shirt bazooka. Because I have a lot of extra shirts, and I thought that would be the best way to get rid of them. Shoot them at people. Anyway, yeah, so A-Rod's suing the Yankees. And that's some shit.
And MLB, and the Yankees team doctor. Woo!
Wait, he's suing the Yankees?
He's suing the team doctor. I don't think he's suing the Yankees.
Oh, right,
yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, okay.
But they said that another lawsuit could be coming against the Yankees for
mistreating him? Being mean to him?
No, conspiring with baseball to keep him away from the game.
Oh, conspiracy.
Yep, we're using the C word.
This is a real show. This is a circus.
And that's why I just want it to go away.
I literally have no idea where this is going to end up.
No, this is like, all right. Show me what you got, because I don't know what's happening.
What you got, A-Rod?
So if baseball wins, I mean, the majority would be the 211-game suspension, right? Or would it be worse because he tried to sue them? I don't know.
I don't think they can extend it.
Yeah, so
I wonder if they'll try to ban him for baseball.
I don't think they can extend it.
Yeah, you're our legal expert, Waffles. So, like, nothing worse can happen than the 211-game suspension, right?
Unless, like, he does something new that's, like, illegal.
He shot someone?
if he takes a crowbar to Bud Selig's knee or something, like, he can probably get more than 211 games, but For what they have already suspended him for, I don't think they can extend it. Because you're not supposed to gather any evidence after the fact. Like, you have to have your evidence before you hand down a suspension. And that's one of the things that A-Rod is accusing them of doing, is, like, trying to gather evidence against him after they already said that he was suspended, which is, you can't do that. That's stupid.
But did they? I thought they were gathering all this evidence from Biogenesis and stuff before this even happened.
Right, but then he says in his lawsuit that, like, after they said, okay, you're suspended 211 games, they kept going after evidence against him.
I wouldn't be surprised if they did do that.
Yeah.
But that's supposed to be, like, inadmissible because they'd already announced a suspension.
I wouldn't be surprised.
It wouldn't be the first time the MLB used shady tactics.
I mean, he also says that they ran a man off the road and got a man kicked out of his house. And impersonated police officers on more than one occasion.
Yeah, impersonating police officers is kind of a big deal.
And got a bag of $150,000.
Oh yeah, that was the best one.
That was awesome.
I don't know, I'm still on impersonating police officers because my immediate thought was like Candy Graham stripper.
Well, there was also that random bit where they're like that one officer had an inappropriate relationship with someone in the media or something.
Oh, he had sex with a witness.
With a witness, that's it, yeah.
But, yeah, who knows where this case is going.
I believe that the things he's saying could be true. They could be made up. Could be all the above.
Nothing's off the table at this point.
Nothing.
Pretty much.
And as I said, and I think I said, like, we have no idea where this is going to go, and it's still early. This could get even weirder.
Yep, because especially, like, the two cases are separate. There's the one with the bag of money and all that other weird fun stuff, and then there's the actual, like, arbitration case over the suspension.
And then there's the malpractice lawsuit.
Yeah, that's just...
Now, I think that would be the biggest one if he wins that. Like, that's pretty serious.
Yep.
That gets proven to be true. That's really bad for the Yankees.
Like, you know, how... What's his face? Randy Levine was like, I don't want him to play. When he's talking to the doctor. It's like, if that's true, like, that's criminal.
Like, yeah, but good luck proving that that was said.
I know, exactly. There's no way of proving that.
Yeah.
Or is there?
Unless there was someone else in the room.
Unless they had him, like, bugged.
Maybe he did.
A-Rod has bugs everywhere.
We're gonna find out later that this is all a sting operation.
A-Rod is deep throat.
Alex Rodriguez is an undercover police officer. Who just happened to be really good at baseball.
For 20 years.
Yeah.
Steroids? No. All part of the cover.
It was all part of the cover, man.
But we finally got Selig.
But, yeah, who knows where this case is going. Oh, I guess we could talk about, quickly, how Steinbrenner said that they're not giving Cano 10 years, which, mind you, is just pretty much negotiation at this point. But it does bring up the awful precedent of how public this negotiation very well might be, which I'm not looking forward to.
Yeah, it's exciting. I mean, they also said that they weren't going to give A-Rod a really big deal after 2007 either, and then they just did that anyway. So...
Oh, semantics.
I mean, I think that they might not actually end up at 10 years. It'll probably be, like, 9. But who knows? Again, like, the A-Rod thing.
Well, yeah, it seems like this happens a lot. It's happened with Derek Jeter's thing. Like, we're going to be really tough, and then it's like, oh, but nah. Never mind. Just kidding. It's like almost like they keep up appearances for so long, and then the other guy calls their bluff, and they're like, all right, we'll just sign you for anything you want.
We were kidding. Here's all the
money. Just kidding. Here you go.
Want another year?
I'm sorry about that, sir. Here's another year.
And a vesting option. Go have fun.
There you go.
You want milestone bonuses?
Here's a player option. Here's an opt-out clause.
Two opt-out clauses. In case you don't like
New
York.
That's my final offer.
All right, I'll throw in another year.
I'm really not going more than 4 opt-out clauses.
You drive a hard bargain, my friend.
All right, fine. 5 opt-out clauses. That's probably not all you're going to get.
Later in the press conference. Yeah, I mean, it was a tough negotiation, but I think we all wound up at a reasonable amount.
Cano was like, you gave me an 18-year deal with 7 opt-outs. With performance bonuses every time I pass Alex Rodriguez on a list.
Undercover cop Alex Rodriguez.
That might be the title of the episode.
A-Rod 5-0. I have no more topics. I'm out.
Yay, baseball.
Anyone else?
Get this rid podcast. Of Ichiro.
Oh.
Where do you want to put him?
On the sun.
Just place him there.
And here you go. Have fun. Put on the tanning lotion.
There it is. Boop.
Well, that That was easy.
Yeah.
I think they need to get rid of Wells too, personally.
He can take him to the sun.
Okay.
On his back. They can fly into space.
They can carpool.
Woo!
No, we're talking space pool, Andrew. Get it right.
Space carpool? Jetson pool?
Whatever.
They can space pool car.
Straight into the sun.
Mostly just get them off my team.
Yes. Jabba needs to go. Hughes, done.
He is going. They are going. Ichiro and Wells are not going.
Who you got for the World Series?
Pirates A's.
Woo. That's what I'm hoping for, Pirates A's, but it will probably be Red Sox Dodgers.
Go, Dodgers, go.
Woo.
Yeah, anyone but the Red Sox, obviously. That's who I root for.
ABB. Anyone but Boston.
I mean, I'm even rooting for the Rays, and I don't like them at all.
I am just rooting for the Red Sox to lose.
Exactly.
That's good.
I don't really think I can root for the Rays.
It just happens to coincide.
I'm rooting for them in this series because I hate you, Red Sox.
Cool Indian.
That Indian thing was something. What
oh
the
my
hell
god.
Was that?
Look how quirky and awesome this Indian dressed up as a bearded is. Oh, that's not offensive to anyone ever.
But it's okay.
Look how much
Jacoby Ellsbury is part Indian, and he's like, yeah, I just thought it was cool.
I thought this is like totally neat, man. And like, whoa, I'm an Indian. Alright. Let's whitewash him. Put a beard on him. Yeah, dude.
Got all that out?
Let's just co-op this whole Native American experience.
Why does Ellsbury sound like a member of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Which turtle would he be?
Michelangelo.
Michelangelo.
Wow, okay.
He was shot in the head.
Well, that's a weird places tonight. We have no tweetback questions, right?
We don't have any.
No, good. Really.
Yankee meat tray of the week.
What?
Yep.
We'll figure it
should
out.
Should we do it for other teams?
No.
Oh. Yeah, should we do a Yankee meat tray of the year?
Nope.
No. Of this week. Who's having the best week?
You could just make it up.
Kano's looking pretty dashing this week.
No, you don't make it up. Base it on the information we have. Come on.
All right, my meat tray of the week is Chris Stewart.
You don't know what he's doing right now.
He's probably sucking.
He's sucking. He's eating a sandwich and lowering his head because he couldn't frame it the right way.
No, he's like running around in the backyard with one of those things that like throws balls for dogs, and he's like missing them constantly.
Yankee of the week, the Humbler, because he's going to take out Jabba right now.
Got a text from him. Says he's gonna find him, Nebraska.
See you in hell. All right, Jason, who's your Yankee and meat tray of the week?
My Yankee of the week would probably have to be Alex Rodriguez because he just doesn't give a fuck.
Okay, and does anyone else find it sadder that he has an easier time coming up with the Yankee of the Week in the offseason than he does in the regular season? Okay, Mitre of the Week.
Mitre of the Week is Jabba Chamberlain, because he's probably somewhere eating right now.
How dare you eat?
Just
and crying into his food.
What, seasoning it with his tears?
Yeah, he's got a bag of potato chips that he's crying into.
He probably has like a gallon of potato chips.
A keg.
No, he doesn't, because he already ate them.
And a keg.
He's probably like gnawing on a table.
There you go.
There it is.
Waffles, your Yankee tree of the week.
My Yankee of the week is Cano, because he's about to get paid.
Holla!
It's true.
And my
cha-ching.
My Mitre of the week is
Mitre.
Ichiro, because he is not currently inhabiting the sun.
That's a pretty serious offense there.
Mm-hmm.
What a dick.
Get on the sun.
Go. No,
first, to like atone for what he did this year, he needs to go bring us Tanaka. And then after that, he needs to go to the sun.
He needs to fly off into the sun.
Your services are no longer required.
I have fulfilled my duties.
We've traded you to the sun.
Away! And he flies away with the rainbow trailing him.
Ichiro Nyan Cat, alright. Andrew, your Yankee and Mitra of the week.
Tyler Austin is my Yankee of the week because he scored a run in the Arizona Fall League today.
Who did?
Tyler Austin.
Yeah!
Relevant.
Oh, yeah. Mitra of the week.
My Mitra of the week is Mark Teixeira because he will be derping it up on the TBS booth at some point, I think.
I think it was tonight.
Oh, was that tonight?
I think it was tonight. I saw it on Twitter earlier.
His wrist better be bubble wrapped.
I'll be very excited to see what sort of analysis he'll bring.
Yeah, but what are you going to say? What would you say if like he's on TBS talking and he just doesn't have a hand?
That's gonna.
Wouldn't that void his contract?
It's not there.
It's gonna hinder
like,
his. It's gonna hinder his first base abilities. Cotton.
It's gone.
It'd be great if someone like Pedro just asked him, like, I'm sorry, I have to interrupt for a moment. Where's your hand?
And then he'd probably say something about like Sports Yapper or something. Jamba Juice or whatever.
Well, Harold, if you had been following me on Sports Yapper.
This is the weirdest podcast we've ever done.
You would know that I had a tragic juicing accident.
Hands gone.
Little known fact. When you're juicing, don't stick your entire hand in the juicer. It doesn't add to the juice at all.
I needed to get my morning green machine going, and I was putting in my kale, and all went south from there, if you know what I mean.
My ground spinach.
God, that picture of him holding, like, a juice on Twitter.
Punch in the face.
Love the green juice that says love at first sight. And he's just making the derpiest face ever. What are you, Mark Teixeira?
Mark Teixeira is the whitest person in the entire galaxy.
Did I pick a Yankee of the meat week? I only remember picking Chris
Scherber. A Yankee of the meat?
My Yankee of the meat would probably be Austin Romine, because he's pretty meek.
I thought you said of the meat.
He is the meat.
Of the
meat. Yankee of the meat.
So who's the meat tray of the Yank?
Oh, God.
Oh, my.
Oh,
just took a real disturbing
turn. Mike Harkey, because he sucks.
You, Mike Harkey.
Hey.
Say your shit.
He's a nice guy. He probably is.
He's probably a very nice guy.
So I guess my Yankee of the week would be...
Mo. Come back.
Yeah, Mo. Why not?
He's retired.
Seriously, on that Mo GIF post, I looked at 41 for 2 seconds, like, oh, done here. Can't look. Oh, jeez.
Given that
peek
one.
Out through your fingers.
Oh, my. I just quick interruption. I just saw one of the most douchiest things ever, and... Besides Fernando Rodney pitching, there was a graphic on at Tropicana Field that said, raise the roof.
Oh, God.
And I really want that place destroyed.
That's like the Red Sox playoff Twitter thing is, get beard. I don't even... What?
Get beard. Get it.
Seriously, Tropicana Field needs to join Ichiro on the sun.
That's fair.
I think the entire Rays organization.
You can ride Tropicana Field to the sun.
Wee!
Oh my god.
That would be that would make the news, I think.
Shocking development in St. Petersburg. Tropicana Field lifted off the ground and flew to the sun.
Ascended to the heavens.
By Ichiro.
Even more surprisingly, current Yankee Ichiro Suzuki seen riding on top with a cowboy hat drinking a Sapporo beer.
I mean, I would love it if he, like, saddled the trop and just, like, took off.
Peace.
Might even forgive.
That's another candidate for podcast name. Saddled the Trop.
Oh, Lord.
All right, we should probably end this before we wind up, like, doing stuff we might regret.
We haven't reached that yet?
No. No. Anyway. So, but anyway, feel free to tweet us at our Twitter handles. First one would be Pinstripe Bible. Again, that is D-less. And our other one, probably our better one, I think, Yankees Gifts. That one is awesome. Providing many a fabulous gift. You can also subscribe to us on iTunes. Search for the Pinstripe Alley podcast. Again, except for the podcast part, that has no D. And read our stuff on Pinstripe Bible Alley. I don't know if you want to.
Bible Alley.
Whatever. So, anyone else got anything?
Let's go, no. Bucks.
Yeah, I'm rooting for the Bucks or Donnie Baseball because I want Donnie Baseball to get a ring.
Everybody but the Red Sox.
Yes, f- the Red Sox. I'll say it.
Though so they'll probably already in the next round by the time you listen to this.
All right. So besides that, for Tanya, Andrew, and Jason, I'm Greg Kirkland. I'm giving you a raise and saddle the trop into the sun.
You've been giving us a raise for years now.
I have.
I haven't received
one. I haven't received a damn raise since